It is a cool fall afternoon in Carlisle, PA, as you make your way to the cafeteria from lacrosse practice. You and your teammates begin to talk about how your night is shaping up. "Dude, I'm so pumped for tonight. It's gonna be so fun," says Jimmy. "Yeah, bro. I'm gonna get so drunk. It should be really fun," Gary hollers, before you quickly reply, "No, man, I really don't think you're that smart. We have a reputation to look after, and getting really drunk will not help it. We need to go out there and be the respectable young men we are, and show everyone that we are not the typical lacrosse player, but rather a smart, good group of guys we are." The group completely backs you up, telling Gary how inappropriate that comment was. Later that night, you settle down on the couch with one of your friends to hang out and talk about your night. As you look over to your side, you see a group of girls, who may or may not have had too much to drink, taking shots together for fun. Time passes as you reminisce over the good times you had with your friend, until you look over to your side again, to this time see one of your teammates beginning to get very close with one of the girls who took a shot. She pushes him away, but he does not get the message. You think to yourself, "I cannot let this happen. I need to do something about this before it's too late." You grab one of the older teammates on the team and walk over to the couple to create some separation. Although your buddy may be mad at you for breaking up his chances with the girl, you know you're in your heart you did the right thing by not letting the situation escalate. The next day at breakfast, you sit down and begin your meal as you hear some of your teammates talking about which picture to post to Instagram. You look over to see the two pictures. One with one of your teammates drinking a beer shirtless in the middle of his room, and the other is a picture of a couple boys just hanging out. You begin to explain the consequences of posting a picture with beer, how you're ruining your personal and team image. Team backs you up again as your friend decides to choose the picture with all of the boys. You begin to eat your sausage when you realize you just helped out another one of your teammates. These three scenarios depict what most people have come to think of college athletes in general. We live in a society where sex without consent, heavy drinking, and disrespectful displays on social media have become more and more prominent. After attending a meeting about all of these problems, I've become more and more like the person in the story who helps everyone out. Although I have not seen many of these problems exist throughout the Dickinson lacrosse team, I cannot argue that these things are going on. We need a change in the way we treat women and how we choose to portray ourselves on social media, as athletes tend to be under a heavy deal of scrutiny at all times because they are easily stereotyped by the media. Anytime an athlete messes up, it hurts the whole athletic community, and especially that sport, because people will tend to think every athlete is like that. Our society needs a change because although these athletes are under a lot of pressure, they need to embrace it and become a better person. The only way these athletes will not be talked about is if these issues never occur in the first place. That is why the meeting I went to was extremely important. Athletes need to start promoting themselves for the better by not being known for anything that can hurt their reputation.